This is News Talk.
After ditch Brexit, trade talks continue in London this morning. Fishing rights are a major bone of contention. It's day three of the latest talks between the UK and European Union chief negotiator Michel Barnier. And there are only, of course, 5 weeks to go until the end of the current transition period. So we're joined on the line by Vincent McAvinney, who's a London-based journalist. Vincent, is this make or break week, do we think? Is this the week a deal can be done? And is there a deal to do?
This really does seem to be the make or break week, because you've got to get that deal through the UK House of Parliament and as well approved by the EU members. And so you're swiftly running out of time. The strategy from the British side down on the EU, because they always think they do a deal at 5 minutes to midnight. But now, with that deadline looming, the implications for the UK if there is no deal, and the embattled months of problem dealing with COVID, the starting to show altering and looming a fight within his own party over how the tier system goes. Prime Minister really just wants this off the decks and to get a deal done.
All right. OK, your line isn't fantastic, Vincent. We'll try to get you back if we can on that, because obviously it is a big week this week. And there are two main sticking points on Brexit at the moment. As I said, fishing is one of those. And in particular, it's amazing to see fishing rights is really the big sticking point here, as well as that governance of any deal and what they call a level playing field. All of these has to be thrashed out. Vincent, we're back to you now. I was just saying there, two big sticking points. Fishing rights is a huge one. Were we expecting this to crop up as one of the big bones of contention?
Well, on one side, it really shouldn't be. This is only 0.5% of the UK's GDP. It's not a major sector, but it has become a bit of a sort of talisman issue, because over the years, the British tabloid press have really gone in for stories about foreign invaders into British waters and the taking of British fish stocks. And also, remember the throwback policy where British fishermen had to throw back, catch, and then if they had already hit the quota for that kind of fish, throw it back in the sea dead. And so it became a real bugbear for British newspapers, and that in turn has meant that there was huge pressure on the British government to try and sort out a new fishing deal, which would see Britain having much tighter control. And it was thought of that this could be a bargaining chip with the EU when it comes to dealing with other areas. But this has had an effect where it has wound up many other industries, some which generate far more to the UK economy, like the car industry, for instance, and manufacturing of car parts, which say that they haven't had near enough the same access to the government on this issue, that there hasn't been enough debate on it, enough fighting with the EU. So on one hand, it seems strange that such a small industry has become a real bugbear, but it's because in the British government's eyes, if they caved on this, part of the whole taking back waters, taking back sovereignty would be really diminished if they didn't fight on this so hard.
And I mean, they met yesterday. They do work even on Sundays when it comes to these talks. Just outline the timeline here. You know, January 1st is coming quick.
Yeah, that's right. January 1st is coming quick. You've got the parliamentary recess that will come in over Christmas time as well. And, you know, the UK at the moment, it's very tricky. The Prime Minister is feeling real heat because of the COVID tiers. There are many parts of the UK which went in England that went into lockdown on tier one, the lowest restrictions that are coming out on tier three. And that has led to, over the weekend, real briefings out by backbench Conservatives who are unhappy with the Prime Minister, unhappy what he's doing. And it's only a year, don't forget, since he won that stonking 80-plus seat majority. And already he's now facing real revolt in his ranks openly. And so we will see in the next few days whether they can get this deal, because trying to get it through Parliament as quickly as possible will then be the priority and all the other EU member states to agree. But we know that there could be holdups, and with the UK facing that looming deadline where it would go out onto WTO terms on the 31st of December, at the same time as potentially facing the real peak of this second wave of the pandemic, it wouldn't be ideal for the Prime Minister to simply fall out of this deal, because they haven't been able to get it through in Parliament because his MPs are unhappy with him and might decide to really take a fight to him, especially the hardest of Brexiteers.
All right, well, we'll see who bites. Thank you very much, Vincent. Good to talk to you this morning. London-based journalist Vincent McAvinney.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com, this is News Talk.